It's been a year of historic wildfires in the American West, deadly freezes in the South, and record-breaking flooding in the East. The fury of these weather disasters, likely amplified by climate change, nearly matched by the anger of Democrats on the House Oversight Committee who grilled oil and gas CEOs on Thursday.
There are more of us than there are of you. You can poison the planet to make money, but we're going to defend the planet so we can live, and we will win.
Find it in yourself today to tell the truth. It will be better for your company's futures, and it will be better for humanity's future.
The purpose of the hearing, according to the Democrats who called it, was to force the oil and gas industry to admit that it knew of the harm of burning fossil fuels for decades, but chose not to tell the public. As evidence, internal memos from ExxonMobil drafted nearly 40 years ago warning management that climate change could produce catastrophic effects for much of the world.
Mr. Woods, giving these grave warnings from Exxon's own scientists over and over and over again, do you believe that it was ethical for Exxon to run a New York Times advertisement that downplayed the risk and instead highlighted the potential positive impact of climate change?
The oil CEOs denied deliberately misleading the public and pointed to recent efforts to move toward clean energy. BP says it's striving for net zero emissions by 2050.
I recognize that some may doubt how serious we are about our net zero ambition. I get it. Our progress hasn't always been a straight line. But we've learned a great deal, and we view the path we're on as a business imperative.
An ExxonMobil lobbyist was secretly caught saying this in June.
Did we aggressively fight against some of the science? Yes.
ExxonMobil fired the lobbyist, saying he did not represent the company's viewpoint. Meanwhile, Republicans have come to the industry's defense.
We are nauseated by the continuous attacks on working Americans and American industry.
While you're getting beat down today, there are people here that believe in what you're doing, and we thank you.
This is the beginning of a year-long investigation that Democrats hope will hold Big Oil accountable, in the same way big tobacco hearings in the 90s eventually led to massive settlements paid out by the industry. Although critics say it'll take more than accountability to stop the earth from warming. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.